Seems to be shaping up an exciting midterm election in 2018, but one race you might not hear much about, the race for Railroad Commissioner of Texas. Current chair, Republican Christy Craddick, has announced her bid for re-election, which means as Texans consider their options, might be a good time to consider what exactly it is that the Railroad Commission does. As KUT Austin's Mose Bouchel reports, it's a much more powerful office than the name might lead you to believe.
If you have a milkshake.
In the brutal final scene of the 2007 movie There Will Be Blood, sociopathic oil man Daniel Plainview meets his rival for the last time.
And I have a milkshake.
He explains how he drained oil from the other man's land without giving him a dime.
And I have a straw. There it is. That's a straw, you see.
If oil fields are like milkshakes, he says it pays to have a straw that reaches all the way across the room.
And starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Wow, what a performance. But does it have anything at all to do with the Railroad Commission? Yeah, yes, it does.
You know, the commission acts like a court.
This is Charles Matthews. He served on the three-member Railroad Commission of Texas from 1995 to 2005.
I always say the Railroad Commission, you don't have to be real good in math. You only had to count to two, because two people can make any decision.
And they decide on disputes between oil and gas drillers.
Somebody maybe who's trying to drill a well, and somebody who's trying to protect a well.
So nobody drinks someone else's milkshake.
All business is a lot about closeology. The closer you can get, the better chance you have of hitting a well.
But Mose, you say, I don't own an oil well. Why should I care? Well, here's why. On top of refereeing disputes, the commission regulates oil, gas, and more. That's drilling, mining, pipelines.
You know, the thing that just terrified me were the pipelines.
Matthews says when he served, there were 260,000 miles of pipeline in the state. He worried about leaks or explosions all the time.
And you've got inspectors out there, but there's not any way in the world that anybody can monitor every day, all of the time, 260,000 miles of pipe that's underground.
By regulating Texas oil and gas, the commission also wields immense economic power. Of course, there are things the Railroad Commission does not control, and one of those things is railroads. The name is just an historic artifact from the early days of the agency. Lawmakers can't seem to change the name, no matter how often they try.
You know, the legislature's tried to change it. The industry just raised cane. They like the fact that the name is so unique, is special to Texas. You know, Texas is just a different place, and they don't want to change it. They don't want to change it.
The people who are deeply involved in the Railroad Commission, that is, people who get their livelihood from oil and gas, would just as soon not have the name changed.
David Prindle is a political science professor at UT Austin.
Partly because it's not well known in the rest of the state what exactly it does, and that's not necessarily a bad thing if you want to influence the commission.
Prindle wrote a book on the Railroad Commission in the early 80s. He looked at the relationship between oil and gas companies, he calls them producers, and the agency that regulates them.
And what I discovered was that because the homegrown producers finance Railroad Commission elections, essentially, through campaign contributions, essentially they are the constituency of the commissioners.
And most people who serve on or run for a seat on the Railroad Commission are pretty upfront about that. They treat oil and gas not just as an industry to be regulated, but as a constituency to be served.
Well, I mean, there's not any question that you know the industry.
Again, former Commissioner Charles Matthews.
I mean, you're talking to the industry all the time. They're the only people who are interested in what you have to say.
But that is changing as drilling in Texas impacts the daily lives of more and more people with no direct link to oil and gas. Everyday Texans are starting to take notice of the commission, often because of environmental concerns, says David Prindle.
When the interests of the Texas producers has run contrary to protecting the environment, commissioners are much more likely to pursue the interests of their constituency as opposed to the environment.
Also, the commission grants companies the power to take land through eminent domain. That's something that's earned a lot of attention from landowner groups. So before you cast your vote for a railroad commissioner this year, take a look at the candidates' positions on the issues. And remember, it has nothing to do with railroads and everything to do with milkshakes. I'm Mose Bouchel for the Texas Standard.